introduction to holistic herb gardening. Gardening is medicine for our body, our minds, our spirits. Gardening helps us stay connected to the earth, connected to our communities, to our healing, and to the plants themselves. In essence, growing medicine is medicine itself. So this sense of kinship with the elements and the seasons and the plants is deeply nourishing in a world that is increasingly divided by electronics and separate living and families that live in far reaches from each other. By nurturing a plant from seed to harvest and then to medicine, we're practicing an ancient skill that all of our ancestors once knew. Of course, we're also growing medicine in the literal sense. So medicine is all around us. Once you start going down the rabbit hole of herbalism, you'll learn that there are healing plants growing in our lawns, growing between the cracks of the sidewalk, growing in the woods, in the shrubbery. So healing herbs or medicinal plants can be annuals, plants that grow one year, flower, set seed, and die, or they can be perennials, herbs that come back from the earth every year again, or they can be shrubs or trees. People often think of low-growing plants as herbs, but an herb is really, it's a useful plant. It's a plant that we might use for medicine, for flavoring, for dye, for fragrance. And if we can expand our idea of an herb, we're really like more in tune with the wide variety of medicinal plants that exist in the world. Growing your own herbs is one of the best ways to make sure that you have high quality medicine. So you can be more sure of the identity of your medicine. You can be more sure that it hasn't been contaminated with herbicides or pesticides or heavy metals. And also, if you grow every year and you harvest every year, you have the freshest medicine possible. In our modern era, it's easy to feel disconnected from our ancestors, our sustenance, from the earth. Growing your own medicine is one of the best ways to connect with your own lineage of herb growers, because everyone's ancestors used medicinal plants as their primary form of healing. It's also one of the best ways to get to know plants. So if you want to get to know an herb, plant it in your garden. Smell it, watch it throughout the seasons, and as you tend it, you're going to develop an intimate connection with that plant that hopefully inspires you to research more about its uses and eventually harvest it and use it for medicine. I don't think it makes sense to grow healing plants with chemicals. We know that herbicides, fungicides, pesticides contribute to the prevalence of cancer and also disrupt the hormonal regulation of our bodies and our development. So growing a plant that's meant to heal with chemicals that poison our own bodies, but also the bodies of the organisms in our bioregion, just doesn't make sense. One of the best ways that you can reduce the need of insect and disease control is by interplanting medicinal herbs. So planting, let's say, an anise hyssop right next to a lavender, next to a white sage, and so on and so forth, instead of planting all of the same species together. When they're planted all together, it makes them a sitting target for insects and disease. So that is one of the best ways to reduce the pressures on your plant, is to interplant. And you can think about varying heights and growth habits. So I plant hibiscus, a taller plant with like a vase-like habit, underneath it, I plant Spilanthes, which grows as a ground cover, and Calendula, which is more low-growing. So that's an example of an herbal polyculture, poly being many, culture being growing. So you have many different herbs growing together. There's a ton of examples of different polycultures, and you can create your own groupings based on your soil, your habitat, your bioregion. I'm going to cover the four tenets of holistic herb gardening. The first one involves nourishing your soil instead of fertilizing your plants. So you're building up their home rather than just feeding the plants themselves. So there's many ways you can do this. Mulching is one of the best ways to nourish your soil. As the mulch degrades, it releases organic matter into the soil. Mulching also keeps moisture in and helps promote healthy microbial growth of your soil. You can also add compost to your soil, composted manure. There's many types of organic matter that are soil building. The second is to grow plants that love your climate. This is essential. For instance, if you have wetter soil, there's a whole slew of herbs that you can grow. If you have drier soil or you live in an arid climate, there's a whole other set of herbs that will thrive. The absolute best way to know which herbs grow well in your area is to ask neighboring gardeners and herbalists what thrives in their garden. The third tenet involves prevention over treatment. So we already mentioned polycultures and interplanting different species together. Planting native medicinals, so native shrubs and trees that also have healing properties, is the best way you can promote biodiversity in your environment. So native insects will feed on these plants, and they in turn will attract birds and frogs, toads, small mammals that will feed on those insects. So you are promoting biodiversity when you plant herbs, depending on your region, but herbs like wild cherry, black walnut, sassafras. Some medicinals are especially adept at calling in pollinators. Finally, the fourth concept is to remember that you are woven into a rich tapestry of life. The decisions you make, how you interact with your environment, can affect generations to come of both humans and animals and plants. So choosing the most simple and natural methods for controlling problematic insects and diseases in your garden. So that concludes our introduction to holistic herb gardening. We'll get more into the nitty-gritty of specific plants in the future videos.